Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Gonna introduce you to Jeannie calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Jeannie's got brown hair, drives a Pathfinder, works at a school, and has been married, get this, 21 years.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Amazing.
So,
thank you.
How did you meet? How did you guys meet?
Oh, wow. We met at O'Malley's Corner a long time ago.
Yes. O'Malley's love.
Yes. Wow. So, wait. Let me picture the scene. Jeannie, you are up on the bar dancing, getting shots from a bartender, and you...
Did they do that? I don't know. But yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. And then Jeannie looks down, and your husband, helps you down off the bar like a gentleman.
Something like that.
Yeah, it didn't go quite that way, but yeah.
Lie to me, Jeannie. Lie to me. You guys hooked up in the bathroom at O'Malley's, right?
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Oh, shoot. That's fun.
So great.
I love it. All right. Well, hey, we're going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yep, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time? Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
All right.
First one.
I was up on a balcony for the second story, and I jumped off into a pool.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You did an almost famous.
Second story. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say drunk adult too.
Yeah, I mean,
gosh,
we're not saying,
I hope it's not a little kid.
I was gonna say, we're not saying these are safe things. Anything that
no.
you hear, right? Right.
No, typically these are don't do that.
I'm right, exactly. All right, both of you say drunk adult. Let's find out.
I was a little kid.
Oh,
where little are kid. Your parents?
Little kid.
The family went on vacation, and I thought I was Superman. Jumped up on the balcony and off into the pool. Yeah,
oh
everything
gosh.
Was fine. I mean, I landed in the middle of the pool, but it scared the my parents.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, he was grounded for at least the rest of that day.
Oh my gosh! All right, Jeannie,
right.
You're 0-1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell off of a bird bath.
Fell off of a bird bath.
We have jumping into a pool. We have falling off a bird bath.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. Well, gosh. I'll say little kid.
Little kid. Okay.
I feel like that's going to be a little more traumatic for a little kid, right?
Okay.
Than a drunk adult. So right. Little kid.
All right. So both of you saying little kid.
I was a slightly intoxicated little kid.
Okay, do we get a half a point for that?
I think you get your full point for that. I mean, because
okay.
He technically was a little kid, all right?
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Why are we slightly intoxicated, though? Again, where are your parents?
When I was roughly 2 or 3 years old, my dad had left his open beer sitting out, and I snuck up, grabbed a few large swigs for my size, and
sippy sip,
I guess decided I wanted to take a swim in the bird bath, and ended up toppling it over on top of me and getting stung by a whole bunch of bees. Next thing I remembered, I was sitting in a old sun chair covered in tomatoes and Mom looking at me disappointed.
That was a journey.
We went
that on a
was
journey.
Much. That was much. Like, hey, the birds swim in that. I think I will too.
Yep.
And then tomatoes are on us. That's just
well,
wow.
Tomatoes for probably the bee stings. I'm assuming, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a tomato paste.
But if he's remembering that at 2 or 3, also impressive memory.
Yeah.
I don't think I have memories earlier than 6.
I think he's probably remembering his parents telling him the story.
Probably. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Because I'm sure the parents tell that one a lot.
I mean, Jeannie dances on the bars in O'Malley's Corner.
Listen!
So, I mean... All right. Last one. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I put Nair on my eyebrows.
Oh,
let's guess how that ended up.
Right?
Oh.
gosh. I could see that either way. I'll right. say little kid.
All right, little kid. All right.
I mean, that would be a little kid across the board, if that's true.
Would it?
We haven't had one drunk adult, right?
Yeah, you're
playing
right.
Playing the odds, drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right. Jeannie says little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Oh,
drunk
no.
adult.
Why
Nair on the eyebrows. Drunk
Why
adult
though?
Thought it was a good idea.
I was in college and have gone out with my friends and clearly had way too much to drink. And I don't have an answer as to what I was thinking, but I just remember waking up the next morning and my eyebrow hair was basically gone. It took months for them to grow back.
Oh,
and I've since
gosh.
Been known
oh,
by no. that circle of friends as Brow Bro.
Brow Bro.
Brow Bro.
Brow Bro.
Oh, dang it. And guys can't really get away with just drawing it on. I mean, like,
yeah.
typically.
Yeah. Hey, Jeannie, okay. you didn't do great, but that doesn't really matter
great.
On this show.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Congratulations. You're a winner. All right.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and sharing your O'Malley's memories.
Yes. And, and Jeannie, don't taint it by giving me truth. Let me just live in my fantasy, okay?
Got it.
Thank you.
Made
you.
Up his entire story in his head. How he thinks you two got together that magical night.
I love it. All right, Jeannie, I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sure.
All right, cool. Hang on.
We need more stories,
yes.
and that comes from you. So if you've got a story, we need a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us the voice note of you saying all that to Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.